Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show this week, we listen to some hip-hop music from Talib Kweli, answer a question about American slang, and report about a famous parrot. A talking parrot named Alex died earlier this month at Brandeis University in Waltham, Massachusetts. For 30 years, Alex helped scientists learn about the brains of avians, or birds. He changed the idea that parrots can only repeat words without understanding them. Faith Lapidus has more.
In 1973, Irene Pepperberg was studying at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She was working to get a doctoral degree in chemistry. Then, a television program changed her plans. The program told about how birds sing. Ms. Pepperberg completed her requirements in chemistry, but she decided she would study bird recognition and communication instead. She bought an African gray parrot at a pet store in 1977. Ms. Pepperberg called the parrot Alex. She spent the next 30 years teaching Alex. The parrot learned more than 100 words. He could identify 50 different objects by name. He could recognize 7 colors and 5 shapes. For example, when shown a group of objects, Alex could identify which ones were blue, metal, or round. He could count objects to 6 and was working on 7 and 8 when he died. His abilities changed the way many scientists understand the avian brain.
What color smaller?
Orange.
Orange is right. Good boy.
Alex seemed pleased with his abilities. Sometimes he appeared to criticize 2 other parrots that Ms. Pepperberg was studying. Talk better, he would tell Arthur and Griffin. Researchers in Ms. Pepperberg's laboratory, however, say the parrot might just have been repeating words he had heard. Experts say Alex had the intelligence of a 5-year-old child and the emotions of a 2-year-old. Ms. Pepperberg said he would sometimes get angry and throw things on the floor. Alex and Ms. Pepperberg did their research at a number of America's finest universities. They often appeared on television science programs worldwide. Irene Pepperberg published a book called The Alex Studies in 1999. She says she will continue her research with Arthur and Griffin. What Alex taught Ms. Pepperberg about learning and communication has been used to help children with learning disabilities.
Today, we answer a question from a listener in Argentina. Victor Martinez wants to know about slang. Slang is a popular, less official, and often very current form of language. It is an important part of a living language and is constantly changing as language changes. Slang is often playful, direct, and sometimes less respectful than the more official and traditional version of language. So now, I'm going to lay it on you. To lay it on is American slang for to tell or to explain. Slang can take many forms. For example, slang can be local to one city or area. In Washington, D.C., there is a whole set of slang to describe politics and business in the city. For example, the term POTUS stands for President of the United States. POTUS can often be found with his wife, FLOTUS, the First Lady of the United States. Inside the Beltway is a popular expression that describes the area of Washington, D.C. The Beltway is the large highway that circles the city. The Internet has helped create a whole new kind of computer-related slang. An angry fruit salad is an expression that describes a website with too many bright colors. Netiquette is slang for correct behavior when using the Internet. Young people often develop the latest slang. For example, to say special English rocks or is fat means special English is really great. A kegger is a party where beer is served. If something is whack, it is wild and crazy. Different professions often have their own slang as well. For example, medical workers might refer to a complaining patient as a gomer. A tough stick is someone whose veins are difficult to find when he or she needs to have blood taken. No matter how well you speak English, there are always new and interesting slang words to discover. There are entire dictionaries for describing slang. Many experts do not even agree on what is and what is not slang. Often, slang words later become a part of officially accepted language. Official or not, slang is an energetic and exciting part of the American language that continues to change.
Yeah.
Well,
no. Yeah. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you'll hear the crack of the bone. To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We can mute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. Why some people gotta live in a trailer, cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised three daughters all by herself, with no help. I think about the struggle and I find the strength of myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell of the South, before the court bailed me out.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
That was Get By from Talib Kweli's 2002 album, Quality. Kweli is often called a thoughtful rapper. Critics say his work has deeper, more intelligent messages than most rap songs. The Blacksmith Music Agency that represents Talib Kweli says he is able to educate and entertain at the same time. Catherine Cole plays more of his music.
Talib Kweli has said he does not want to make what he calls candy music, music that tastes good but is not good for you. But his new album, Eardrum, is proving popular. Immediately after its release last month, Eardrum went to the number 2 spot on Billboard magazine's hip-hop chart. This single, Hot Thing, helped put it there.
Yeah, special dedication. I'm saying this one out to you and you and you and you. I said to you and you and you. She cold blooded. Love how we melt in the ice. You like the sunshine of my life. Cause all I see is a hot thing. You're my hot thing. You're my hot thing. You're my hot thing. You're my hot thing. Word. You keep my dark sky lit up at night. So bright that you're blind in my sight. Cause all I see is a hot thing. And you're my hot thing. And you're my hot thing. And you're my hot thing. Word. Your body like a flick. It got surprise and twist. Yeah. I write the script. The main character, your thighs and hips. Wow. Award for best supporting role. Go to your eyes and lips. The way you move your body got them stiff like a hieroglyph. Yeah, I watch you dance across the floor to the title track. You about to get me off the wall like you're Michael Jack. I make describing your beauty my sacred duty. I will write a song, write a book, write a play, make a movie.
Talib Kweli has worked in the music industry for 10 years. At 32, the Brooklyn, New York native has released 5 albums. His mother, a college professor of black literature, influenced Kweli's work greatly. He told one reporter that she made sure he understood the power of language and of his community. Talib Kweli released The Beautiful Struggle in 2004. Here is Black Girl Pain from that album.
Yo, I do it for the people. I do it for the love. I do it for the poet. I do it for the thug. This is for victory, and this is for the slaughter. I do it for my mother. I do it for my daughter. Promise I always love ya. I love to kiss and hug ya. You and your brother should be looking out for one another. I'm so blessed, man. Y'all the reason I got up. Somebody put his hands on you. I'm getting locked up. I'm not playing. That's the prayer I'm saying for Deani. And if I die, then she'll be protected by Imani. That's her bigger brother, and I love the way he love her. She a girly girl, she love to imitate her mother. But she a Gemini, so stay on the friendly side. She'll put that look on you, it's like somebody's friend just died. My pretty black princess smells sweet like that incense that you buy at the bookstore, supporting black business. Teach her what black is, the fact is, her parents are thorough. She four reading cornrows, by Camille Yarborough. I keep her hair braided, bought her a black Barbie. I keep her mind free, she ain't no black zombie. This is for Aisha, this is for Kashira, this is for Khadijah, scared to look up in the mirror. I see the picture clearer through the stain on the frame. She got a black girl name, she living black girl pain. This is for my keeper, and for my mama Sita. What's really good, ma? I'll be your promise keeper. I see the picture clearer through the stain on the frame. She got a black girl name, she living black girl pain.
Talib Kweli may be feeling a little trapped by his recognition as a thoughtful rapper. He says his next album will be called Prisoner of Conscience. We leave you now with Country Cousins from Eardrum.
Growing up in Brooklyn, yeah, I thought that everybody talked this way. Raised on Rakim and Run DMC, so I thought that everybody walked this way. We fresh, we chill, we deaf, we ill. It's just some things I was taught to say. And every Saturday morning, I watch cartoons with a bowl of frosted flakes. And the puberty came, started hitting them cuties with game, and the truancy came. Started cutting and not just class, I was coming off fast, I was new to the game. Music playing on TV, courtesy of Video Music Box Plus. Knew a lot of hustlers.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Dana Dimange, Jerry Lynn Watson, and Katie Weaver, who is also our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Down south where life is cheap, but they quick to fill you with them slugs. It's nothing. I'm from New York, but I got country cousins. It's nothing. We stay connected by the slang we bustin'. When it's simply put, you can't get me. What I spit, gonna set everyone free. I'm an underground king, see free. What up to my man, Bobby? It's nothing. I'm from New York, but I got country cousins. It's nothing. We stay connected by the slang we bustin'. The things we bustin', the game we hustlin', the days we cuttin', the flame we cuppin', the lanes we snuffin'. Your name is nothing.